This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, filling in for Terry Gross. In the mid-1950s, Fred Katz was a pioneer of jazz cello in drummer Chico Hamilton's quartet. Katz also played piano behind singers like Lena Horne and arranged albums by Carmen McRae and word jazz artist Ken Nordine. In 1958, Katz made an album of his own where he didn't play but conducted his versions of global folk tunes. It's just been reissued. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the record was way ahead of its time.
Traditional ballad Foggy, Foggy Dew, in an arrangement more spooky than foggy. Mysterious, but with an anvil edge. Fred Katz uses a familiar-sounding melody to take you to an unfamiliar place and then keeps displacing you. You drift like you're in a dream. The terrain shifts under your feet. John Williams on piano, showing he knew something about drama before writing the theme to Jaws. Foggy, Foggy Dew reminds me of some super hip 1990s Dutch music. But Fred Katz often sounds prophetic on 1958's Folk Songs for Far Out Folk, just reissued on Reboot Stereophonic. The first part of Mateka sounds like minimal or post-minimal music by Terry Riley or Steve Reich, except years too early. Like Katz, they'd apply West African-ish interlocking rhythm patterns to European instruments. Katz had worked from a musicologist's transcriptions, but no longer remembers whose or what countries the music came from. Anyway, after that opening, drums take over, and Mateka sounds like Max Roach's 70s percussion band, M Boom. Fred Katz conducts three groups on his globetrotting album. The Pan-African pieces are for six brass and five percussion. The quintet that plays Americana, from Foggy, Foggy Dew to Motherless Child, is a pileup of jazz rhythm instruments, piano, guitar, vibes, bass, and drums. Two very old Hebrew songs are set for a sextet of woodwinds and upright bass. Lots of clarinet, but no klezmer licks. Paul Horn and Buddy Collette on flutes behind Justin Gordon's bass clarinet. You could say that number looks ahead as well, to New York's Jewish improvisers digging into their roots in the 1990s. Fred Katz was so far out front, he studied the Kabbalah in the 50s. Still, in some ways, his music is of its time, with echoes of Afro-Cuban bands, West Coast Cool, the Modern Jazz Quartet, and George Russell's Jazz Workshop records. Some of it also recalls the kind of Hollywood exotica associated with movies set in the jungle but shot at the L.A. Zoo. Even so, Folk Songs for Far Out Folk is a gem. Without meaning to, Fred Katz forecasts the music's future by looking to its past.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Folk Songs for Far Out Folk by Fred Katz on the Reboot Stereophonic label.